news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Having a party. That's right, people. Party time. Oh, yeah.
I ain't got no time.
Oh, man. I'm picking the slot right now. People, this is the Rant EM Radio Super Bowl post show with the winner, Surfer, and that loser, William Morgan, who now has to eat crow, and I'm going to rub it in because that's what I do. I'm a sore winner. And we got Tony C on the line, and he's just been whining and crying for the last 20 minutes, and he's going to continue to whine until we go off the air, and we want you to call in. So,
Lord have mercy.
I just want to know, did Daryl Bevel pick up that Halliburton briefcase with all that damn money?
Yes, 215-253-4516. You can Skype me at SilverSurfer_forever and take your call. Where are the Patriot winners at? Where are the Seahawk losers at?
Let me tell you.
Mr. Kraft, you are the greatest owner in the history of professional football.
Let me tell you right now, before we go any further. Pete Carroll, you are not allowed on the team.
That's why we got rid of him, because he's a loser, and he forgot that last year, but now he remembers.
You are not allowed on the team. You are not allowed for any of that. You got to find your own way home. Pete Carroll, you have Marshawn Lynch.
Daryl Bevel, too.
Right, you got Marshawn Lynch right there, ready to go. If you can't get it in for the one-yard line, I can live with that. But to call that play in that instance and try to get cute? Oh, Pete Carroll. Oh, no. No, sir. You are not getting
it. As a grown man, as a grown at man in that alpha male, I would have to say meet me in the parking lot. you mess with their legacy, man. Him and Bevel.
Particularly, we got
Tank on the line.
Particularly the world's God given catch. That was a gift from the heavens.
Exactly.
Caught that. That put you in the perfect spot.
You know what went through my mind when he caught that ball?
What the hell?
No.
Exactly.
What the hell?
No.
Man, I was about to do one of those
better plays on Madden.
I was about to do one of exactly.
I was about to do
one of those videos where I break up stuff in my apartment and everything and just have a tantrum.
Me and Big Tone was talking about it a little while ago. Let's pump the brakes, people. Particularly you, Rage. Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, where you at, Rage? Come on now. Time to rub it in.
Brady is 4-2. Montana is 4-0.
Okay, but you know, Montana didn't get there 6 times. Brady did.
You lose 2.
That's all right. That's all right.
Should have lost.
When we go for the repeat next year,
he is undefeated.
When we go for the repeat, then what?
William, you remember on Blue Chips when Ricky Rowe asked for that bag of money and he left it on his porch? That's what they left at Daryl Bevel. Oh,
popping champagne right about now, people.
Call a slant on the 2 yard line. Call a slant.
I remember that.
Let's talk about what happened in the game now. Okay.
None of that is.
Hold up. We can get back to the whining and celebrating in a second. Let's actually talk about what happened in the game. Okay.
I thought one thing
came down to one play.
Let's be professional here. Okay. You know.
I thought one thing was very evident when Avery went out the game. with that concussion. I thought.
No, when Lane went out the game.
Well, man, that too.
Well, that is part of the game. People get hurt.
But when those two went out, that changed things. And like I said before also, Seattle changed everything in the secondary when Shane Vereen came in and started catching out the backfield. That made them change their whole secondary scheme. And now instead of you having somebody like a Cam Chancellor on the grunt, that put it down to other people to guard, to get on grunt, and you start to be successful. He got that touchdown in the first half, and then he kept a drive alive on another. So I thought that was very, very, very particular and helping the Patriots win the game.
So let's talk about the game. Let's just talk about the game, okay? Both teams started with – both teams had got the ball and didn't score. Patriots messed up and threw an interception, okay? But then they was able to get that score, okay? Seattle came back. New England took the lead again, 14-7. Seattle charged back at the end of the half, tied it up. And, you know, they had the ball, so they had all the momentum going into that second half. And that's a smart thing to do. You want that ball in that second half. Because if you're down, you get to come back. If you're up, you get to rub, you get to run it out. And Seattle went up by 10 points and had us on the ropes. Okay? Forget that play at the end. Okay? More than just that,
can't say forget the play at the end.
Because when you go up by, listen, when you go up by 10, when you go up by 10 points, then you gotta,
and they pull up a Madden play.
When you go up by 10 points, you gotta put that dagger in, man. You gotta twist. Gotta put it in that back and twist.
They do a crossing route, and Butler tripped the dude, and they ain't called pass interference.
Yeah, man, there was quite a few calls on both sides. But they could have called, and they didn't.
He fell down and stuck his arm out and tripped the man. Come on, man.
And that's when On the Take Tunney showed up.
Exactly.
That's right. I told you Tunney was going to show up.
With a Halliburton full of money and said, call a slant on the half-yard line. And we know you got Marshawn Lynch, but let's call that slant. It'll work. It's only the NFL. Call the slant.
Yeah, but how do you like the fast lane broke out at 18 seconds to go?
Of course they're going to fight. They can't fight their own offensive coordinator. I'm fighting the people across from me. I can't fight my OC yet. I can't fight him yet. I can't get to him.
I can't believe Rage is like MIA. He must... Because he
understands what happened.
He must. He really. No. I think he is so much shocked that he, you know.
He understands that they were dead to rights.
I know exactly what all you Seahawks fans are thinking.
Damn, damn, damn.
At least that's what I was thinking.
I think Vince McMahon was booking the damn Super Bowl. That's what I think.
And people, us Patriots fans. I can keep them coming all night, people. All night. I can keep them coming all night because I'm happy. Okay? I get to go to bed with a smile on my face. Only thing would have been better. If I'd have got some sex tonight, I still could.
Do that in a little bit.
Anyway, you know what? maybe, yeah. I should make this a triple threat night. Get off the phone with you guys. Call somebody up.
I want to know who's going to be the first person to bring Pete Carroll and Dale Belville out on the call. Call them out on the call.
Now, of course, now we're going to hear all. All we're going to hear now is about the deflate gate and this, that, and the other thing.
No, you're not. You're going to hear about who called that play.
The dumbest play in
Hey, you got to put that on Pete Carroll. You got to put that on Pete Carroll.
Dumbest play in
the world. I mean, it's a three.
Because court. Listen.
Belville, Carroll.
Listen, coordinators clue their head coaches on what they're doing. So,
no doubt about it.
So
you heard him call the play. Don't get it twisted. Hell, I would call the timeout. In the youth football, if I'm the head coach and the offensive coordinator, timeout.
You know, everybody talked about Seattle's defense, which is a phenomenal, great defense. We haven't given up a fourth quarter touchdown in a long time. Thank you, folks. Good night. It's over. We're champs. With my song. Here we go. Here we go.
10 years. That is what it is.
Uh-oh. Jamming now.
The only thing to top your night off on Cena was WWE Champion.
You know he's gonna see.
How long
here we go.
Flashman?
Here we go with Cena derangement. You know you're gonna mention it tomorrow. Rage, buddy.
Let me tell you something. You can say whatever you want about Tom Brady. You can say Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady. You can call us cheaters if you want to. But on this night, on Sunday, February 1st, 2015, we won. We beat you. We beat you. So
you didn't beat nothing. Hold we on. Beat ourselves.
They beat themselves. When the offensive coordinator called a play on the half-yard line, son, you didn't beat anybody. They beat themselves.
Gave you the game. Gave you the game.
They drove down the field and scored a touchdown in 30 seconds on you, man. Did you do that all night? I don't think so. So you didn't beat them.
Gave you the game.
Gave
you the game. Well, I told you, see, it's all part of the plan, see. Now, some people are going to retire so that the flake gate goes away. And, you know. No, hell no. We're repeating next year. We're going for the repeat. We got to get that fifth ring on time. We got to get.
Reeves want $20 million.
We got to get one for.
He gone.
We got to get one on the thumb for Tom Brady. He got to get that thumb ring now.
You talk trash. You know what? People talk trash about Brock Lesnar. But Darrell Revis ain't far behind. He come from team to team and get broke off. You hear me? $20 million for 1 year?
Hey, well, he's
Brock Lesnar ain't got nothing on Darrell
Revis. He's a gun for hire, okay?
Oh, my goodness. And up until the night, he was stealing that money. He was stealing it.
No, he wasn't.
And hadn't even never been to the championship game.
Never been to the championship game before until the night. And come to think about it, he got burnt tonight.
Yep.
He got burnt tonight.
And Baldwin did the old okie doke on him. I'm going to use the umpire on him.
Yep.
He got burnt. He got burnt his way to victory.
Surfer's gonna be happy now until Rusev beats Cena Fastlane.
Oh
man, that's you talk about beat America winning on that one, son.
We call that the big payback.
America, okay. What you red man? You Russian? What you want Rusev to win for?
The big payback.
What you swags now? Huh?
I know, right?
I'm a little bit smarter than swags.
I hope so. I hope so, man. Because you're a cool dude. Don't be rooting for no Ruskies, man. You know.
But Carol.
He's not Russian. He's Bulgarian.
Yeah, but he's representing the Russian Federation.
Like I said, Pete Carroll, he can't get on the team bus. He can't get on the team bus.
If Marshawn Lynch, I would not want to come back. I'm not coming back to Seattle.
Exactly. If he was right there. If he came.
He was right there to be the hero.
Exactly.
The guy that doesn't talk to the media.
Exactly.
The guy that everybody hates.
Yep.
He's going to be the hero.
Where'd he go?
He was right there. If he can't get in from the 1 yard line, I will live with that 24/7. I will take that.
He was getting in. There was no doubt about it.
He probably would have got in.
Think about it, he didn't even get the opportunity. But if that's what I'm saying.
So why would I want to come back and play?
But if the Patriots would have stopped him, I'll live with it. I'll take it because it's the correct play call. But they weren't going to stop him. They wasn't going to. Man, come on.
That's all right. Even if they had to score, we'd have came down, kicked the field goal, it would have been overtime.
You didn't have time. Okay.
All we did was we allowed y'all to sleep.
You didn't have time.
Yes,
you
we did.
Kick a field goal.
You even had time for a field goal.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because you was in second.
You only had one timeout.
And you only had one remaining.
Yeah, and we got the best kick in the league.
He kicked it from 99 yards.
He would have kicked a 50 yard.
Come on now, let's be realistic.
And let's get real, man.
Seen the kick in the
hey, ball. Hey, listen, somebody posted a picture of Katy Perry, which she had on tonight. They got a Pokemon.
Oh my god. Somebody Phil did a Katy Perry and Bam Bam Bigelow. Dante Baker
Let's talk about that halftime show.
Dante Baker did you see what Dante Baker did? He didn't see it with the Patriots logo on his face.
Let's talk about that halftime Super Bowl show real quick. I watched it, and I didn't see anything memorable about it.
That crap.
And I think maybe Missy Elliott might have upstaged her for that brief moment she was...
Watch that crap.
Oh, yeah. You mean Missy DDP.
Who the hell going... Matt, 15 minutes of your soul, you can't get bad, dog.
We got new caller on the 619 area code. Who this?
Big Tone.
What do you think this?
Big Tone.
Big Tone, what's up, man?
Now, I just saw what Brady's put on that damn thing. You better not ever say that Tom Brady's better than Joe Montana because Joe's got 44-0.
4-0.
That boy, it's only two of them left.
That's all right. When we get that fifth ring next year, then we can... Can say that.
Don't start that.
When we get that fifth ring.
So y'all gonna sign Revis back? Y'all gonna pay the $20 million?
No, we're gonna trade for Richard Sherman. How about that?
Richard Sherman.
You don't want him. You don't want him. I don't know what team would want him because his sorry ass.
You know,
didn't do shit.
Cause they ain't throw the ball at him. Come on now, it ain't his fault.
You know. Sometimes, a good corner, you know, is when somebody don't throw their way.
Exactly. He did his job. His side of the field was shut down. Now, Simon, my friend, you need to do some work.
Yes, he do. He got burnt up all day.
You need to do some, you need to go to DB school just a little bit because that jerk route was killing him.
All right.
Killed by that jerk route. I mean, it's a hard route to defend. Don't get me wrong.
No. Because you can't play tight like he was because he'll get scored upon. But you can't play that deep off either, so.
It's a hard route.
You can't play man to man on that side anyway. He was trying to run a good Gronkowski all morning, all night, and Tom just used it. That's
hey,
all he's doing.
Hey, you know, Seattle will be back, so, I mean.
In about 2 years?
Russell Wilson is young, as long as they can replenish those that they you know.
You know what I think, though?
But next year, because we got to repeat.
You know what I think, though? And I truly.
Y'all playing the AFC East.
And then, of course, the sore losers come out and want to fight. Okay,
I know. They did act like a bunch of bitches. They got beat.
No. Big Tone, they didn't get beat. The offensive coordinator gave them that game.
The game began?
That's
the way.
When you're playing in a competition, if that had nothing to do with the OC calling that play, if he just fumbled the ball or something, that's different. The anger you feel toward that offensive coordinator, you can't express it. So you're gonna take it out on the first person you see.
Yep.
Because the defense is like, what the hell? You see Richard Sherman like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Why are we calling this play?
You sure wasn't Pete Carroll that called that play, or was it OC?
It falls down. Listen,
okay.
The coordinator may have called it, but Pete Carroll had to okay that. It falls on Pete Carroll.
His ears. Don't well, give me.
There you go. Because Pete Carroll said it was my fault. I take the blame for it. I should have made that call, but it's what's done is done.
My thing is this, y'all.
But hold on. Sorry. At the same token, had they made that play and caught the touchdown, he'd have been a genius.
My thing, though.
No. Because that play was never going to work.
Right.
In the NFL down in those close quarters, man. It don't work like that.
You can't run a pick play like that.
The dude beat him to the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
21 was there before he was.
Yeah.
That's asking for trouble.
The receiver act like he wasn't even expecting it to come out that fast.
Thank you.
My thing is, though.
Knocked the crap out of Lockett. He hit Lockett. Lockett flew out of there like.
Damn.
Manu Ginobili. Like, whoa.
Ginobili.
No, I'm serious. I want to get to the halftime show real quick. What did y'all think of it?
ain't watched it.
Besides,
who watched it?
Missy Torrentown.
I mean, why you want to talk about that?
Because that's what we got to do. We got to talk about everything about what happened tonight, and halftime was part of it. You know, it seemed like there was a lot of money spent on props, and the show her look.
Yeah, they can't get
her
back.
Singing was okay, of course. Her songs, you know, is popular, but that her performance wasn't nothing that nobody's gonna remember 10 years from now. Other than the fact that she rode an elephant out. I mean, yeah. Some kind of animal out. It was a tiger, yeah.
Well, she rode a lion out.
And rode
the NBC More You Know star out.
If we're sticking
to the halftime show, Ray said something very interesting. Ray said he liked Katy Perry, but just not at the Super Bowl. And I agree with Ray so much.
She put on a safe show the NFL, they want a nice middle-of-the-road safe show ever since Nipplegate. You know, I'd rather have Katy Perry than them pulling out these old-timers like they was doing for a while after what happened with Janet Jackson. They was pulling out, like, people that was, like, 50, 60, 80 years old just to be on the safe side.
I want to take Russell Wilson to task, too. Just because of the fact that if that was Tony Romo who threw that ball, it would be pandemonium. All Twitter, Facebook. Oh, Tony Romo does it.
Oh, if Romo would have did that, they would have crucified him. They would have crucified him.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying is everybody had the same reaction to Russell Wilson because he had the same opportunity not to throw the ball. They would have said that Tony Romo would have had. Or right. Eli Manning or anybody else that would have threw that
pass. But the thing is, they expect something like that from Romo, though. Everybody expects something like that from Romo, not from Russell
Wilson.
But you expect
something less from Russell Wilson, but he still did it.
Yeah.
Because – just because the player's called, man, I don't know if you played football, but I have. I played quarterback. I know I can audible out. I don't give a damn what the coach say.
True.
No. Come on now. You don't just audible out unless you right. see a No. Listen. You can't decide this.
You don't throw the ball.
Listen. You can't decide that I don't like the play that was sent in. I'm audibling out. The only time you get the audible, if you see something that's so obvious that you can't help it but make that play.
Don't audible.
You can't just audible because you don't like a play. It doesn't work like that. You won't keep a job in the NFL that way.
Don't throw the ball.
If he's told to throw the ball, you throw the ball.
No, you don't throw the ball. Another thing that we failed to
Okay, make. And you think Russell Wilson will keep a job in the NFL if he tells his
and
coach no?
Is the surfer? Yes.
No.
He's able to play another down.
No. You can't just decide, I don't like that play. I'm not calling.
Out the back of the end zone. Listen, what happens? It's third down.
Brady does the same thing all the time.
He does not. He either runs the play unless he sees something that's so obvious. You can't decide. I don't like that play. I'm not calling it.
Brady. All the great ones.
Brady can't do that either.
All the great
ones. I saw the dude.
Peyton Manning can't do that, okay? Peyton Manning can't. Even Peyton Manning can't do that, okay? And he
still he can. Peyton Manning can call any play.
He calls his own plays, but he. Listen. The way Peyton Manning calls his own plays, he has a set amount of things he can go with. Okay, he ain't out there making the decision without the coordinator.
But Russell could if you look at it like Tony said, he could have audible out. He could have said, "Oh no, I see what's going on." He could have changed it up, given the hard count on the line, and switched up at the last minute. But he didn't.
Or
and he made
don't
the call.
Throw the ball.
Exactly.
Or try to run it himself.
Call your own number and run it yourself.
Don't throw the pass. That's all I'm saying, sir. I understand what you're saying. Can't change. Okay, cool. You're not going to keep a job by changing.
I don't remember seeing Lenny Kravitz tonight. Like, did he sing a song or he just played the guitar?
Instead of talking about that halftime. Nobody give a damn about Tom Wilson.
Okay,
Wilson
then, White, hey, okay.
The Jefferson.
Okay, then.
He's so light, you probably missed
it. Let's get back to the celebration.
Oh, shit.
Oh yeah.
I know, huh?
I forgot how great that song was. You know what? I'm gonna put that on a continuous loop while I go to sleep tonight.
Oh god.
There's a party going on right here. A celebration. Oh, but man, I'm jamming now.
If I'm one of those guys, I have to bring him a Taz too, bro. Why you throw the ball?
You do. You know what, guys?
Look at Mr. Kraft giving his quarterback a hug and a kiss. You know, that's what a great owner does. He loves.
Give him a free box of cheese.
That's right. Free cheese for everybody, people. That's right. Free cheese.
And tell them, now go hide the rest of them balls. Now go hide the rest of them balls.
Free government cheese for everyone, people.
It's not even government cheese. It's Velveeta cheese.
That's the same thing.
Go get rid of those balls. Go get rid of those balls.
Where do you think Velveeta cheese came from? They took the government cheese and slapped a label on it.
Tony, see, I got a theory. I got another theory I want to run past all of you real quick. Do you think that was Pete Carroll not wanting Marshawn Lynch to be the hero?
No. He tried to catch him off guard. I'm telling you, if he'd have made the play, then he'd have been called a genius. But now he's a GOAT.
But, Surfer, that play was never going to work.
It was cool from the start.
It's easy to say that now that it didn't work, but that if it did work,
if you're watching the game,
if it did work, listen, if it worked, I'd be crying right now, and y'all be rubbing it in the salt in my wounds. Okay, yes, y'all would.
It was never gonna work. If you know football,
y'all be kicking me while I'm down. Okay, and I accept that, but I don't have to because I'm on top of the world, people. Go Pats!
If Marshawn Lynch would have got that play and scored, that would have been an extra $5 million that he would have requested from the Seahawks.
Oh, come on now, dude.
I believe.
Dude, you don't sit there and torpedo your Super Bowl because you might have to pay somebody some money. Either you pay the dude or you let him walk. But
they're gonna pay him his money anyway. Marshawn's gonna get paid regardless.
How old is Marshawn Lynch?
I agree with Tony C. If I'm Marshawn Lynch, I ain't coming back to you neither.
Wait, how old is he?
29.
He's too old to get paid.
He's good. He got another good 3-4 years. Somebody gonna pick him up.
You know what? You know what? When you're running back at 29, they ain't paying you. They're not paying you. You know, and listen, he could go to another team.
Exactly. Running behind the Dallas Cowboys line.
He could go to another team and kick ass, but they only gonna pay him so much at 29 because the running back he may have 1 year left and then he may fall off a cliff.
That man got 3 good years in behind a good line.
You don't know that with a running back.
Mm-hmm. 3-4 good years.
You don't know that with a running back at that age. You don't.
Yes, I do.
Behind a good line.
And then
you know how I know. You know how I know.
Okay, let me ask you something. If you're Seattle, right? Marshawn Lynch, he wants you to back up the Brinks truck, and then you look over to You look over to your left, and you see Slap Wife over there for a little less. Who do you sign?
You got to sign Slap Wife because I got to sign Russell Wilson too.
Yep,
exactly.
So there you go. You're gonna sign the boy from Baltimore and tell Marshawn Lynch to go kick a can.
But I know my running game gonna take a step back though with Slap White because he can't run like Marshawn Lynch.
Exactly.
So you got to take
right now. Ain't nobody in the NFL can run like Marshawn Lynch, so they're gonna have to give him this.
Tom Brady been interviewed on NFL Network like he's supposed to. They giving him hand jobs and blow jobs.
For real.
And meanwhile, Russell Wilson is with Tom Brady's wife.
Tom Brady got a supermodel wife and a hot baby mama on top of that. Cause you know he has a child with Bridget Moynihan, right?
Giselle ain't all that.
You know he has a baby with Bridget Moynihan.
If I'm Marshawn Lynch in that spot, man, I might have called time out my damn self.
I agree.
I can't wait.
Just like Shaq in his prime. We finna get a ball. We going to when he with the Lakers, we're gonna run a play for
Tom Brady. You know you're gonna be working. You know you're gonna be working in the booth. Don't call it NFL games when you retire. Okay, that man ain't never going home because he gonna take over for the Sunday night game and calling the color to commentary. They're gonna get rid of Tom Brady.
He talking about Chris Collins.
They're gonna get rid of Chris Collins. Where Tom Brady gonna take that spot?
The drizzling shits of the NFL.
You are so brown-ass
for real.
Hey, all right, dude. Hey, Tom Brady said I want to call games. He's out.
Hell,
as long as he ain't playing the Giants in the Super Bowl, he's straight.
Well, we know the Giants ain't getting in no time soon.
Hell,
the Giants are the him with Brock Lesnar as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, damn, you could call Tony C could take damn Chris Collinsworth place. Chris Collinsworth sucks.
Three-time exactly. Super Bowl That's MVP.
He sucks, man. He was a decent little receiver when he played for the Bengals. But outside of that, he sucks.
Yeah, and who ran him out of his only appearance in the Super Bowl?
Yo.
His finest
money.
Period.
His finest moment was that Super Bowl when he lost.
Did you guys also hear before the right about when the game started that the Seahawks are losing their defensive coordinator?
Yeah,
he's going to coach Atlanta.
That's what happens when you're good. You know, you get your coordinators picked
off.
It
don't take much to coach them.
You're
coaching a bunch of grown.
Yo, man,
they pretty much.
Are you Phil Ray's brother? Because y'all sound just alike.
Oh.
You and Phil.
Might as well be brothers, but no, we're not.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying, y'all sound similar to each other.
They
both from New York. I know. I get it.
Anyway.
We're both from the same damn hood.
So if you a black man that's a Patriots fan, hush. You ain't ready. Come on now.
Don't bring that clown's name up.
See, Rage, you know, he got on the bandwagon when they started winning the Super Bowl. Let me tell you how I became a Patriots fan, how I struggled through the dark days, okay? See, when I was a youth, okay, all my friends, they had their own team, and I didn't have a team. And then one day I watched the Patriots accidentally beat the Steelers, and I thought they was a good team. So I said, that's my team.
But don't tell me.
And I stuck with them through thick and thin.
Don't tell me you were there for the Steve Grogan days.
I was there for Steve Grogan. I was there for those 1 in 15 years. I was there for the.
If Surfer can go back that far and say he was, then we can give it. We'll give.
I was there for Victor. I was there for Victor Kiam bad ownership years. I was there. Okay, you know.
Cause Ray's gone soon as Brady leaves. Soon as they put Garofalo in,
listen,
he's gone.
Too. Yep.
Now I was a fan when Grogan ran for 700 yards for half a season, right? Got hurt, and then the backup quarterback, I can't think of his name. He also played for the 49ers. He also ran for 700 yards. That's how bad of a team we had. This was when the league was only 14.
Feast off the AFC East, so you could chalk up about 7-8 wins.
What's the Patriots working? What's the Patriots?
You can guarantee 10. Well, yeah, they're gonna play them twice. So yeah, you can guarantee that's 8 wins right there. Yeah, that's true.
The AFC East is not the AFC East. It's the TNA of the NFL.
Oh no, that's AFC South. That's AFC South.
No, that's Lucha Underground.
So what's the Patriots overall in the Super Bowl? 4-3.
Yep.
Oh my God! Look at this.
4-2.
Katy Perry's Illuminati halftime ritual show exposed.
Didn't they go to the Super Bowl that year when Chicago played them?
Yeah, we got blown up by Chicago. Yeah.
They got two blowout losses.
It was the biggest lopsided loss in Super Bowl history at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Broncos met the 49ers in 80 and 90.
Right, right.
Put that one to rest.
Easy.
But you know, when we went to against the Bears, it wasn't like two evenly teams. I mean, we got lucky. We definitely got lucky beating Miami in Miami in that year in the playoffs.
That was
talk about how y'all made Desmond Howard famous again. Oh, you don't talk about that. He hadn't done crap till you played the Patriots.
Oh, God.
God damn it. He was like the Walking Dead that night.
What did
he? Really?
I think that was
awful. He didn't do nothing after that night. That's the thing about it. He hadn't did nothing prior to or after.
It happens sometimes, you know.
And the Dolphins team was the only team to beat the 85 Bears, too, I believe.
Yeah.
It wasn't. The 85 Bears, Miami, and...
Yeah, it was only Miami.
It was only Miami.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That was a Monday night game.
Because the Bears looked like they was going to go undefeated, and of course, then they ran up against Miami, and it was all, anytime a team looks like they may go undefeated, if they're gonna play Miami, that's gonna be the narrative. If Miami can hold on to being the only undefeated team in a year, yeah, which they kind of still
you're
is.
In the Super Bowl and you go to play.
If you watch the NFL Network, he said Joe and Steve were his favorite quarterbacks was growing up, so he wanted to emulate him. I don't want to hear nobody talking no shit.
Well, he grew up in San Francisco. Of course they're going to look up to Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was the man.
He still is, period.
Yeah, no one's saying he's not. I mean, you know, doing the Papa John commercials, eating free pizza and shit, you know, but hey.
Of course, you got to do something when he's bored.
Plus, you know, plus that Barry Manilow-looking motherfucker is doing all right in life, you know.
And selling sneakers.
I think the only thing that messed up Joe Montana's legacy was going to the damn Chiefs.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. No. What really screwed him up is when we played the Giants in the 1991 season. I mean, the 1989 season going back.
Look at it's a hug. Oh, let the dude give Tom Brady a hug. Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
I want to know how much Daryl Bevel got to call that play.
God damn it, so gorgeous. They want to kiss. Is that what
about
you call
five lobsters?
Is that what you who that's why I can't blink, I'm blinking on his name.
Can somebody explain that to me? What's the point of that play call? Can someone please explain it to me?
He tried to be cute. Do you not get it? Okay, he messed up.
Paulie from Goodfellas called that booth and said, look here.
He was looking on his NFL mobile.
Why you call it when those safeties are brought that far up? You're just asking
you're
for
on a half yard line, and you call a slant.
Yeah.
In the corner is sitting there on the surface talking about you trying to. Dude, from my living room, I saw the butler was there waiting on that pass. All he had to do was what he did, knock the dude out the way.
Mm hmm.
Thank you.
The more you know. Look at that.
Just like on Brady's interception. Brady dropped back.
And you know, Brady's so good, he had time to do a Ted commercial. How great is that? Ted 2 commercial.
See?
You did see the commercial for Ted 2, right?
Nope, I missed it.
So, you know, they it starts off with them saying they got to get a sperm donor. So they break into Tom Brady's home while he's asleep, and they lift up the blanket, and he sees this glow and everything. Tom Brady wakes up, and he's like, what the hell? And he throws Mark Wahlberg out of the balcony. And he says, take your stupid bear with you. And he throws the bear, and Mark Wahlberg catches it, a perfect spiral.
So, Surfer, can we officially say that you can stop saying that I'm on Brock Lesnar jock the way you on Tom Brady?
That's right, I'm on Brock. I'm on his jock. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
It tastes good, people. It tastes good.
Okay. Everybody jock you on reside in Boston.
Hey, Serpent, does Giselle taste like strawberry or does she taste like Poutang?
She tastes like Poutang. I say, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
That's nasty. Oh, nasty.
Surfer guy. Brady coming in the front door, seeing it out the back.
Now you nasty now. Come on now. I don't ride on John Cena's jock the way I ride on the great Tom Brady's jock, because he deserves it. He's a god, right? He's God's son sent down from heaven to play football.
Did he take Ray's spot?
Huh?
That's a dick rider.
Yeah. I think we're going to make that a category.
He pushed Rage off and said, it's my turn.
He's tapping Giselle.
That's right. I'm riding this thing all the way to Super Bowl, baby! Super Bowl! Woo!
I just want to be a bareback surfer, that's all.
Let's get back.
Was it beer?
Let's get back to the celebrating.
Oh, we hardly knew the.
All right. Let's see what you Seattle Seahawks fans have to say again.
Hey, sir.
I'm listening.
Did you put a pillow down before you got down on your knees?
I don't use a pillow.
Or do you use knee pads?
Oh, man.
I don't, you know, I've been down there so long, I don't need knee pads anymore.
Got a handprint on the back of his head.
From Marie's tits.
Got the handprint on the back of his head.
Now, you know what I do? I sit there and I guide it in for him when he's having sex with Gazelle. I just, you know.
It's not Gazelle. He doesn't fuck an animal.
Well, I make sure it goes in properly, okay? So that's my job.
Oh, God.
You are your purple.
Look at Marshawn Lynch pushing cameras up. Sore loser. Just sore loser.
I'm here only because I don't want to get fined.
That's right. Get fined, damn it. You should have let us take the ball out the air. I mean, the air out the balls. Then y'all could have cried that we cheated again. But you can't. Okay, because the balls was fair and square. And we still beat y'all.
The OC cheated. Y'all paid the offensive coordinator. If it comes now, how surprised would y'all be later if it comes out like Daryl Bevel has a mansion somewhere in Massachusetts?
It's gonna come out tomorrow where the OC was fired from the Seahawks, then hired by the Patriots
as a offensive assistant.
Oh yeah. No! Why would? First of all, we got Josh McDaniels. We don't need.
I said assistant.
Oh. No. If anything, he wants to be a head coach.
Mm-mm. He gonna say thank you. He gonna send him a note that I get a ring too, right?
Does Aaron Hernandez in jail get a ring?
No. Yeah, he got cut. But you know what? Mr. Kraft,
cheating, you ain't winning.
I know you're listening. See, what you need to do, right, is get yourself some championship belts made up. This is Patriots, number one, baby. That's
Surfer,
right.
Surfer, can I play something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Give me a second here. Let me see if I
can. Can you explain the thinking behind the final play call?
Yeah, it was a fantastic football game and a true championship game comes right down to those last punches that you take. Really what happened down there, just to really frankly, it's really clear that we went to three receivers. They sent in their goal line people and we had plenty of downs and we had a timeout and really just didn't want to run against our goal line group right there. We would have subbed and done our stuff for the third and fourth down. No, really clear thought we used our timeout and we would have taken those shots. That's it. And we call a play and it's a miraculous this play that the kid makes to get in front of that route. It's a play that really tries to keep him from making that play. But I told those guys that's my fault totally. You know, we could because everybody just why don't you just run it? You know, that's a real good thought. But we had plenty of time to win the game, and we would have in our minds we thought we'd done it on third and fourth down, and that's how we were playing for third and fourth down. Given no time left, and it would have been just right, but it didn't work out that way.
How difficult is it?
How the hell you playing for third and fourth down and you threw the ball? That makes no sense.
For all these guys that work so hard and try so hard and have done so much to get to this point, coaches and players, the 12s and everybody, they've done everything they could possibly do to make us champions again. And for it to come down to a play like that, I hate that we have to live with that because we did everything right to win the football game at the end. And but they did a great job. You know, they gave themselves a shot and then they pulled it off and so you know, they're champs and we're not.
Coach, thanks.
Okay.
I agree with you, Tony C.
Dude, man, he didn't know what the fuck he wanted to say there, man. He
made
just
made no sense.
I know, man. He did ramble on there. He's like, yeah.
Let me think about what I gotta say first. I did this. It's my fault.
We were playing for third or fourth down, but we threw the ball.
That makes no sense. That was Pete Carroll. That was Pete Carroll. And again, I'll say it one more time. You may get on the team bus. You may get on the team play.
You're walking.
Better call Avis or Budget.
You ain't
your enterprise and drive.
You are not
really riding with us.
You are Amtrak.
You are not getting on anything Seattle Seahawks sponsored.
Matter of fact, we leaving while he holding that press conference, talking right there. We sneaking out the back. Everybody load
up.
Out.
Deuces, Obi.
Load up. Like load Jimmy up. Johnson used to do when he was late for the plane or something. We gone, baby.
Gone.
We out of here.
We out of here.
We'll see you next year.
It makes no sense whatsoever. I will say this. Seattle can't even lay a claim to be there next year. Arizona's going to come back strong. The 49ers are going to come back strong. So they can't even lay a claim to be there next year.
They can't claim to be shit.
That division is so strong, man.
Mm-hmm.
That division is so strong.
Yep. So they cannot.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway. Man. We're repeating next year. Do y'all not? Don't you know, get that Tom Brady
regular system? The only way you would get close to repeating, you're going to have to pay Darrell Revis $20 million, my friend.
I think
that's what
you
want.
And you guys have got to pray that Pittsburgh ain't better than you. That the
and
Ravens
Baltimore
ain't better
don't come
than
out
you.
Of nowhere.
Better than you.
You got there's like three different other teams in the NFC that's coming for your ass.
Cincinnati's not better than you.
But fellas, the advantage the Patriots have, they play in that division.
Yeah, they get an automatic six games.
Automatic 5 to 6 wins every year. Period. So that's half. That's a third of their schedule.
Unless the Jets get Demario Thomas, the Patriots have an automatic 5 or 6.
What's the rotation? Because there's a divisional rotation here, and I'm thinking the divisional rotation.
That's probably, and I think it's the NFC East next year.
I think it is.
The AFC East play the NFC East next year.
So that means
always an odd year.
So that means So that means we're going to see the Patriots against the Cowboys.
No. Don't give the Cowgirls any credit yet because they ain't done shit.
No, we played them in the regular season.
I don't think we play in the East. I think because we played the East not too long, like a couple years ago.
Mm-mm, it's a lot of times. It's always the odd year. 2015.
Right.
Last year was 07.
Right.
I mean,
because we got that in San Francisco. We got the NFC. I think we got the NFC. We got the NFC East. No, we got the NFC West. I mean,
let me look it up.
We got the AFC East this week. I mean, next year. I think we play you guys this year. Again.
Oh my God! Now they may be in trouble because they got to play the NFC West and the AFC NFC East.
Mm-hmm. And you guys come to us. We ain't gotta go to Foxborough. Y'all gotta come to us.
Hmm.
Now they'll probably have Seattle at home. That'll be the game since they.
Oh no, we definitely got Seattle at home. That's a guarantee.
I'm talking about New England.
Yeah.
No, the last time we played Seattle, we played them in their stadium. So if we're playing them again, we can play them in this stadium.
That's fine.
And last time you played them, you lost.
Well, that was the first time we played against dude.
Regular season, in a regular season anyway.
Yeah.
It's just going to be interesting to see where Marshawn Lynch and Darrell Revis, Cam Chancellor, those
guys.
That
whole defense is going to get split up. I'm guaranteeing it. Right now, after this, that whole defensive line is going to get to that whole secondary is going to be gone. It's going to turn over. Cam Chancellor's gone. Marshawn Lynch, you can kiss his ass goodbye because he ain't trying to fuck with him no more because they ain't going to pay. That whole place is going to get totally turned upside down. That whole team is going to get
a shit
hole.
They'll probably go from 12-4 to about 11-5, 10-6.
Yeah, they're gonna take it
because they're not trash, Ken. They're not trash.
Right, and they all gonna take a step back.
So there's no chance that
we do got the AFC. We do play AFC East this year, so we do get to play you guys. You guys are coming to us.
It's okay.
There you go.
We spanked that ass, you know.
Please.
We beat the Eagles We play the Eagles every year, and we beat them.
That's the Eagles. So you're talking about San Francisco. You guys are gonna come to us. And you know, every time they play, sometimes when they come over to the West Coast, and that time change, unless they stay here for about 3-4 days, they're going to get their heads kicked in every time they do it.
And you know, they play the Giants. That's kryptonite.
That's kryptonite.
Yep. The Giants are their kryptonite.
Sorry. Didn't mean to yawn that loud.
And here I was getting the defense ready for Surfer. Son of a bitch, had to put that shit back on charge.
Oh, man.
Boy,
when Kurtz caught that ball sitting on his butt, I was like,
"Oh, well, I thought it was over
again." It happened to him again.
You know what? I kind of dislike Jerome Kurtz, not because of what happened, because like for like 2 or 3 years, I had him on my fantasy team, and that motherfucker used to let me down like every year and shit. Like somehow, he always ended up on my team, and he would have like a monster game, and I'm like, "Let me start him this week." Then that bitch would just disappear for like weeks on end. So,
come on.
Look at that. Touchdown, Gronk!
Come on, man. You know, in doggone well. The only fantasy receiver.
Look at those strikes for touchdowns. See, I'm watching the highlights.
That's it. Baldwin is the only fantasy worthy wide receiver on that team. Only one.
All right, let's talk about something serious. What you think about the commercials?
I like the I like Doritos one. I like the Sprint one and Doritos one.
The Nationwide commercial was a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
The what commercial was a Debbie Downer?
The Nationwide.
What the hell was going on with that?
I like the Tortoise and the Hare one with the Benz, the Mercedes Benz.
Yeah, that was
Mercedes.
Cool. That was cool.
That was great.
I didn't see that one. Who won that one?
Oh, the hair. The tortoise
in the hair.
He jumped in a fucking car.
The tortoise in the BMW.
He jumped in the BMW. Like, the hair.
No, it was a Mercedes.
Like, the hair shot off with so far hair, he started fucking playing cards and shit. Some other animal.
Yep.
And the tortoise walked into a car plant. He's like, yeah, fuck this. Jumped behind the wheel.
Blowing steady in my ass.
And got that rabbit's woman on top of that, too.
Yep.
Yep.
Ain't that some time,
bro? Jumped over. I thought he was going to run him over like roadkill or something. He jumped over.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that too.
He pulled a Knight Rider.
And that's some Tom Brady shit.
He came up behind him. You came up behind that rabbit. I was like, oh, man. He's going to run him over.
That Cure Auto commercial, that was some strange shit.
Man, is Ray still on the call? Or is he
no, gone? Man. I think he's polishing one off.
He went to go rub a couple out.
Yeah. I got my Tom Brady centerfold ready for tonight, so.
Oh. Hey, I would never look
at you again,
Surfer. I'll never look at you the same again, sir.
At least he admitting it. At least he ain't in denial. You know what I mean?
The Tom Brady. The chicken and the chicken spread. Okay.
I wonder if
Marshawn
Lynch cussed Carol out, man. I wonder if he cussed.
Hey, Mr. Kraft, he's being interviewed now. God bless you, sir. Everybody, you may be a Republican, but you're the best.
For everybody.
You're the best owner in football.
What?
But can we admit some of us that with calls like results like this thing? Make people bring sports into question, man.
Hey, what have I always said about sports? Everything is controlled.
Okay? How do you think of that?
Listen.
I ain't gonna say everything,
I'm not gonna use the word fixed, but these sports are controlled.
Somebody could have Pete Carroll on the take for all we know.
True.
They could have had
him and Bill
could have been on the take. Hey, man.
What was the Vegas line for? What was most of the bets?
The total points.
Like no, what was the most of the bets going towards? Which team was?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the prop bets.
Because if most of the bets went to Seattle, like, this your answer right there.
Because they were the underdog. You make money when you bet with the underdog.
Yeah, but really, come on now. Seattle wasn't a true underdog.
By Vegas,
they were. Vegas
first of all, one
Vegas, by Vegas they were.
One point is cancel itself out. They're the defending champs. Okay, if anything, they had the real advantage.
If Vegas say.
when the Patriots were up by one.
But listen, sorry,
I'm the automatic underdog.
Listen, sometimes the line is so that, you know, see what Vegas wants you to do. They want money evenly distributed on both sides. That's why they pick a point spread the way they do. It has nothing to do with what they think that the Patriots was a point better. They just wanted to make sure that the money got distributed so they don't take a loss.
Well, everybody was laying their money on. If you want to put it that way, I would say everybody was laying their money on the Seahawks.
Well, that's why they lost. Because they didn't want to pay out their money.
They got to them, as they said. They got, like Bobby the Brain Heenan said about Scott Steiner in the NWO, they got to them. They got the bell.
See, Robert Kraft got that Republican money behind him, okay? So.
And at the end of the day, Russell Wilson, you do not throw that pass. I'm sorry.
Come on, Russell Wilson don't have that kind of stroke to decide when not to.
Surfer.
Dude, he's only a third-year veteran. He has to.
That's common sense.
He has to listen to his coordinators. Okay.
He can throw the ball out of the back of the end zone. What do you mean?
This is not a 10-year veteran who can just
It don't matter if you're a rookie.
It does. It does matter. It does.
Throw it out the back of the end zone.
It does. You don't decide. I don't like that play. Screw you. Doesn't work that way.
What the heck are you talking about, son?
It doesn't work that way.
You trolling right now.
I'm not trolling. You gotta listen. You gotta listen to your coaches. If they make a play, you gotta go with it.
Sometimes the coaches ain't always right.
Well, then that's why coaches get fired more than players do. They're not always right.
Russell Wilson had no choice, but he couldn't have chose the option to throw the ball out the back.
Not based on the fact he didn't like the play. If he saw
the coverage.
If he saw something on the line that he could exploit, that's one thing. But you can't just decide I don't like this play, therefore I'm not calling it.
The DB beat the receiver to the spot. I play receiver, and I know if I run a slant and the corner is inside, and he beat me to the spot. The quarterback not supposed to throw the ball.
Come on, Tony C. We know you don't got no football skills. Come on now. That's
whatever. I know enough. If the coverage dictates slant inside, quarterback not supposed to throw the ball.
Thank you.
If you look at the replay, Butler is there before the ball get there.
Yep.
Hell, he just held him had a.
Well, like I said, if the play worked, then he would have been a genius. So now he's a goat.
That's the thing. The play was never gonna work.
I think it's karma from last year.
I'll be here all night, people.
He did that to us in the NFC Championship game last year.
It was karma. This is gonna be the first all night show, people. I'm hype. Woo! Woo!
Hey, you're not Ric Flair, so cut it out.
The hell you say?
Yeah, wait, he's about Ric Flair's age.
Oh. I am not nowhere near Ric Flair's age. Come on now.
I'm taking my ass to bed.
So, yeah, I'm going to bed too.
Be that quarterback. Why'd you throw the ball there?
I'm going to bed to dream about Tom Brady's win tonight. Okay, my DVR is never getting erased. Okay, I'm gonna play this tape over and over. And then I'm gonna get the Super Bowl DVD, the Super Bowl hat, and the Sports Illustrated magazine.
During this storm tonight, you don't lose power.
I'm gonna get a gold case for all these things. Okay.
I'm going to bed. I'm going to watch SummerSlam. I'll see you guys.
Come on now. Tapping out. Shame on you, Tony C. Come on now. Take your medicine like a man.
I'm going to watch SummerSlam 2014. Main event. Hell, I'm out of here. I'll let you guys keep these shenanigans going with Surfer. Mr. The quarterback can't throw the ball.
Well, no. We're about to bring this thing home. I didn't plan on being all night, you know. At the end of this show 50 minutes ago, had we lost, but we didn't. We won. The winners, victory.
You gonna be up with your Tom Brady posters and your chicken spread? Go right ahead, buddy.
Chicken spread, nothing to do with it, man, and nothing to do with it.
Right here, man.
Okay. First of all, It's Kraft cheese for everybody.
For the Seahawks.
Kraft cheese for everybody.
They're going to blame Obama.
Right, it was Obama's fault.
That play came in from the White House.
Yep. Obama called that play. Obama called. He said Obama.
Obama don't care about the Seahawks.
Oh man, that's
oh crazy. Yeah, that's gonna be a beautiful thing when the Patriots visit the White House in the summertime, stand there with Obama to take that picture.
They're gonna say thanks, Prez, for calling that play.
And you know what? You know what? I know Mr. Kraft. He's gonna call me to go to the White House with them, cause I'm a loyal number one fan. He knows this.
He ain't calling your ass.
Let's see.
He's gonna call Rage first.
What did y'all think of that?
You know, Vince Wilfork is
that Rage. Nationwide insurance commercial with Mindy Kaler.
You know, Vince Wilfork is Rage's daddy.
No, he ain't gonna. No, he'll never. Oh, come on now.
I thought that was Stevie Ray.
He's a cowboy, but don't disrespect that, man. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Don't disrespect Wilfork like that.
I know, man.
I forgot to get Ray's group about that. I forgot all about Steve Ray said he might be Ray's dad. Oh, man. I got to bring that back up. Calm down.
Well, look, Listen. I'm not, I'm rubbing it in tonight. Tomorrow, I'll be back to normal, you know. Rage, he'll, you know. Then I'll just
wait. You see that picture he put up on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
Nobody wants to see your ugly ass. didn't Will come out and say that he's Vince Wilfork's son? I'm like, no disrespect, Will. Like, that's disrespectful. You don't want to disrespect that man like that. Why would he claim that child? That dude is his child.
He don't
have nothing like that. Come on now.
Get this loser Peyton Manning off my TV screen, okay? You sitting at home selling Papa John's where you belong.
Loser. Okay?
I just want to know who booking this crap.
I told you, man. Peyton Manning needs to go.
That's the greatest.
Peyton Manning needs to go see the
Michael
Wizard.
Hayes.
That's right.
That's Rose got the greatest. Super Bowl. Damn. What? Russo and Air Ferrara booking that. Just happened. That was some. Ooh. Dixie Carter booked that. That's what happened. That was a Dixie Carter ending.
Damn, they got to hold up.
William, could you do me a favor and pay the bills?
Yes, sir, I surely can. I surely can since we're rolling out so soon, which is all good.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's going to sleep. It's all good.
I'm slap the hell out of Darryl Bell and Pete Carroll. Mess.
You going to slap him, Tony C?
I like that Magnus.
Magnus. You can catch The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with Tony C and AA. You can catch Turnbuckle Throwback.
The Ranty Award-winning Tony C. Surfer.
The Ranty Award.
Oh, don't start that.
The Ranty Award-winning Tony C. you can catch Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Catch The Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday at 11 p.m. with yours truly and Stevie Ray. What Do You Read? The Comic Book Show. It's every Saturday at 5 p.m. with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. Catch the Rex Plus every Thursday at 7 p.m. Also catch Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. You can catch a new episode each and every week.
All right. Any final words? Any final words that's not about whining and crying and bitching about the offers, the coordinator?
Tom Brady will never be the greatest of all time. Everybody knows there's only two undefeated quarterbacks in history, and that's Terry Bradshaw and the great Joe Montana. He is on the second tier under Elway, period. Now, sorry, next.
He's not. He's above Elway. Don't even. Come on now. It's above Elway. That man got more touchdowns in the history of professional football in the Super Bowl and the playoffs. Okay?
I just want
to
know.
Six times the big dance.
Two. He is still number two.
Six times the big dance. Look at it. Boom! Caught the ball. Interception. Showed that again and again. That's going to be on loop all night, all day tomorrow. That play. Somebody's going to need the hotline. Look at him. They riding in the streets.
$20 million. That's the question.
Has Pete Carroll started walking home yet?
He might as well.
You got a ways to go from Arizona.
Pete Carroll about to run back to college. Watch. Run back to college soon. He's gonna be like, I'm out. College is calling again.
Yeah, USC is calling.
How many college championships Pete Carroll got?
None.
One.
You mean none? He got no. He won a couple of times, didn't he?
Only got one.
No,
he
only got one.
Only got one.
I thought he went to. I thought he went about two.
Did two? He went to two. He went to two. He only has one.
Oh, okay, okay.
He had.
So he did a repeat.
Got an AP one. Mm-hmm. He shared it with LSU.
He did a repeat in the NFL. He got one. He lost one. Okay, that's cool. I get it.
He got two in college.
So he did win twice.
What are you talking about?
It's three if you count the AP share.
If you count AP.
Wait, how many bowl games did he win?
He's won. He's at USC 5 years. 13.
He won one.
He won 14. He won three national titles.
Okay, so three titles and lots of bowl wins. Okay.
Lost to Texas.
Who he beat for the second BCS title?
He lost to Texas.
Yeah, he lost to Texas. He beat LSU. They beat
Oklahoma,
Ohio State, and Oklahoma. They beat Ohio State.
Ohio State and Oklahoma. He's right. He's absolutely right.
When did they beat Ohio State?
Yes, they beat Ohio State 2005, as a matter of fact.
You know the sad thing about that Texas loss? Where is
LSU beat Ohio State?
Where is dude from Texas?
Who?
The quarterback.
Bischoff?
Yeah.
He retired.
I mean, like his NFL career just didn't pan out.
Tried to kill himself. When he's with the Titans.
Yeah, because he was broke.
He couldn't. Well, when he first got drafted, the Titans didn't want him. And they ended up letting him go.
It's a damn shame.
They did not want him.
All right, so is that it?
That's it for me, sir.
Okay.
Nobody's plugging the next award show.
Yeah, tell us about the Black Achiever Awards, Tody C.
Black Achiever Awards coming up February 19th, Thursday. We got a lot of acts coming out. We got a lot of awards coming.
Oh, don't we got a
venues?
Don't we got a NXT show coming up?
NXT Takeover hosted by the 2-time award winning Phil Rare and Dave Mega Powers.
And what day is that? Is that not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, right?
Following week.
Yeah.
It's Black History Month on the Turnbuckle Throwback Show.
So that's on the 11th.
Right.
Okay. And on the 14th, we'll be doing a special show on 50 Shades of Grey. No,
oh.
I'm not sure. Rather ask mine. Rage might want to do that one because he might like that shit.
When does Avengers come out again?
It's our first Friday in May.
Mm-hmm. Don't know real man want to watch that crap.
No, I'm not seeing that.
Raising flags maybe, but I know I don't.
We're gonna be doing an Avengers special.
Guys, I just want to say real quick, Double A has just logged into Skype.
Okay, maybe he's about to call in.
The boss man has logged in Skype.
Uh-oh.
I make my
first two appearances and I'm about to get kicked off.
Oh, say you good people.
If Double A was going to call in, he would have just called in. He would have used his phone, so.
Yeah, he would have.
Shout out to Daryl Bevel.
Let me play the outro song. So
if y'all see Pete Carroll walking, please give him a ride to the house.
And
I just got a text that said Pete Carroll and Daryl Bevel have just been hired as writers for WWE. They're gonna be booked. So Cena get the title again. You know why?
I just heard that Tom Brady gonna be in John Cena's corner at Fastlane. And
Oh, so it's going to be John Cena sucks, and then the next chorus is going to be Tom Brady sucks.
Y'all can hate on Tom Brady all you want. The man is a winner. He can do no wrong.
Okay? Tom Brady going to teach John Cena how to cheat and still be a baby face.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, I want to see Richard Sherman against Tom Brady at WrestleMania. Book it. I want to see it.
Book it for 32. Book it.
That's
Tony Romo
and Richard
Sherman.
So now Richard Sherman gets to lose his Campbell Chunky Soup commercials because he lost.
And Cena and Brady going to wrestle with George on.
You know, I got to save up my pennies so I can make a pilgrimage up to Foxborough and see those golden trophies.
Oh my God!
Trophies ain't gold, server.
I know that. You know what? The NFL, man, they got the lamest trophies of all the four sports. They do, man. It's just like this plain football on top of a pike or something. It's just like the lamest of trophies. You look at the NBA trophy, that shit look majestic. You got the Stanley Cup, that shit looks awesome. Baseball got the big ass trophy and shit.
It has flag poles.
We don't care.
And then you got the NFL trophy. It's just a ball. Ball on a stick.
I heard the Patriots going to try to take the Lombardi Trophy ball too.
Hey, wait, aren't they gonna have? There was a picture.
How do you think we perfected taking the ball, the air out the real balls? We practice on the Lombardi trophies.
What'd you say, Tank?
There was a Facebook picture posted about a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
About a deflated football on the Lombardi Trophy.
I think I saw that picture. Look at that, Tom Brady, leader of men.
Oh my God!
Tom Brady, the leader of cheaters.
Hey, Surfer, y'all defensive coordinator look like Damian Sandow. I meant to tell you that too.
Hey, it's cold, man. You gotta keep that facial hair when you're up there in Foxborough and that wind whipping around.
But he looked just like Sandow, yo.
That's why Sandow still got a job, because even though Cena ain't put him over.
See, the only thing was missing today was the hoodie that Bill Belichick wears. He didn't have
it on.
The gray one?
A hoodie on?
The gray one.
Yes.
He had a gray one?
I thought he had on a blue one.
Mm-mm. Oh, he had the gray one on.
Had the gray one on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had a gray
That's
one
why
on.
We won.
Oh, God.
Had the gray hoodie on.
He wore that hoodie against the Giants. That ain't why.
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
Y'all won because Eli Manning wasn't playing.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, she lied, beat us. So what?
They gonna trade Russell Wilson for Eli
Russell
Manning.
Russell Wilson for Eli Manning.
Oh, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
I would. We got his kryptonite.
Look at that. See, thank you, Andy Reid, for waking a sleeping giant. You know, thank you. We appreciate it.
No, that's Colin Kaepernick. Tom Brady ain't shit.
What do you mean, Tom Brady?
You want to talk about you waking up a sleeping giant? Yeah, they just pissed. They just pissed.
No.
He's gonna come back and destroy
folks. It was Andy Reid that got both teams motivated for the season.
What?
Yeah, Andy Reid, the Chiefs beat both teams badly, and then after that, both teams went on a win streak.
If I'm Marshawn Lynch, Seattle been not calling me. I'm erasing your number out my phone.
Exactly. Don't call me.
If I'm Marshawn Lynch, I'd be calling the Giants and say, "Sign me now. Now we're getting back to the Super Bowl, and we're gonna beat up on the Patriots."
Oh, boy, who y'all
go sign with their arch enemy?
Hey, Tank, are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan? Which one is it?
I'm anybody that doesn't like. I'm for anybody that doesn't like the fucking Pats.
There okay. you go. Yeah. He's a New Yorker.
New Yorker. It's cool. It's cool. Sour grapes. I know how that tastes. But not tonight. Let me play the outro song, fellas. Let's wrap this up.
How did those sour grapes taste during SummerSlam?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't eat sour grapes. You know, yo, don't listen to Tony C. That, it didn't bother me that Cena lost at SummerSlam. Who cares?
That bothered you on suplex number 10. That bothered you on suplex number
11. No, it did not. It did not.
That bothered you on suplex number 16.
No. I slept like a baby that night.
Yeah, after you cried yourself to sleep.
Mm-mm. Nope. See, y'all keep trying to pin me down as this Cena mark. I'm not a Cena mark. I'm a Tom Brady mark, okay?
You're a Cena mark because you like his girlfriend.
His girlfriend's okay. She's not, you know, don't like her like that.
You know, Surf, you're a mark for anything in Boston. See that now.
No, that's not true. Because I hate the Celtics.
You support the Wahlbergs.
I hate the Celtics. I hate them with a passion. I grew up a Sixers fan. I hate the Celtics.
Until they signed Tom Brady.
When Tom Brady goes, becomes an Eagles fan.
And the Sox, I don't give a damn about the Sox either way. I don't like them. I don't hate them.
So you say?
I don't.
Cena throw out the first pitch at the game. You care?
First of all, why would I care? I don't watch the games.
Carl, it's okay, sir.
It's okay. Listen. We can talk after I play the outro music. So. People, we appreciate you listening to us. Me and William, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, we did.
From Tank, Tony C, Big Tone,
Dal Bevel, Pete Carroll, you can go to
hell.
Rage.
Straight out.
We want to say good night. And here we go.
Good fight and good night.
Let's continue the party.
Good night, y'all.
Later.
Oh, it's party time. Having a party. Come on.
Yeah. Ha. Uh-huh. Trey Lee. Uh-huh. By storm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By storm. Uh-huh.
Ain't no mystery.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By storm.
Hey. RNF yeah. to death.
Hey. Uh-huh. By storm.
Reapers,
R&F
one step beyond.
RNF, no doubt. Hey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Check it out. Man.
Check it out.
Come on.
Yeah. Check it out. Check it out.
Question. D's in the VIP section. Benson sipping on French connections. Dashing, decked in the latest fashions. Flashing, spending tax free cash. 10 G's dash. Some leaving the club scene smashed. Ha! Ass in the bunches. Run with a sit tight. Click with mics, get in your feet like. So better make sure you're tight. When I'm on, worldwide like .com. Know the rock swarms. Get up in the act like Thorn Strong Arm in the place. Set alarm and race. Got a fifth, and it's all it takes for me to flip on shit. Try to front on and get your front chip. Run the chicks home with plus grips. Get a duck sick. Let it be known we got a song that don't quit. And every show to my crew. Hey, low. Like Tanya, Michelle, and Nikki. And every show to my crew. Low. Like the Apollo or BET. In a chest, empty action. Boom, I rock on from marathons to quick sessions. Menage a trois, killing your whole crew with at least 16 bars like MC's supposed to. A real MC, take you to school like D. I'm cool like G. In rap, I use the mic to rule like a pharaoh. Tipped in my Nike apparel. Ha, you know we get down. Bad to the bone like barrel. Chicks, crack your womb. Trey gets played from the plaque. Grand's tomb. Lily's in here, been here. Lyrics, they been here. Why did you go there? I swear, R&F tears things like that. Breaking your team up like a salary cap. And it don't stop till I get cream like Shaq. 17 mil annual flammable. And every hand to my crew glow. Hey, like Tasha, you better stay safe. And every show to my crew glow. Like the palladium or Edinburgh.
Come on. It's party time. Oh, baby. It's party time. Question. Hey, lyrics get etched in, stone destined to leave y'all jonesing. A threat win in a zone, get protection, do the best in my profession. When I ride loops like a stretch fence, heads get laced, D-dot, deep in one, I just in case. Tracy, Levi, stunning, chosen. When we got this party, seem life is frozen. Oh, time to close in on those who be dozing. Not trying to hear it without wine and spirit. Shows continue to flow the venue with flows that sicker than influenza. Knowing the squad that injures, pretend. I'm pulling your cards, so surrender. Bombard your agenda. At last, RNF staff with more pitch slaughtering. So we be the new world.